Chapter 7, Project Paperclip and the Space Race. On May 19, 1945, just 12 days after Germany's unconditional surrender, Herbert Wagner, creator of the first Nazi-guided missile used in combat, landed in Washington, D.C. in a U.S. military aircraft with blacked-out windows. Wagner was the first of a stream of Nazi scientists, technicians, and others to arrive in the United States in a program that came to be known as Project Paperclip. It began as Operation Overcast, a program authorized by the Joint Chiefs of Staff to exploit the knowledge of Nazi scientists. Overcast was mentioned but not clearly explained in the 2006 film The Good German, starring George Clooney. This operation was renamed Paperclip and formally authorized in August 1945 by President Harry Truman, who was assured that no one with Nazi or militaristic records would be involved. By mid-November, more Nazi scientists, engineers, and technicians were arriving in America, including Werner von Braun and more than 700 other Nazi rocket scientists. By 1955, nearly 1,000 German scientists had been granted citizenship in the United States and given prominent positions in the American scientific community. Many had been longtime members of the Nazi Party and the Gestapo and conducted experiments on humans at concentration camps, used slave labor, and committed other war crimes. Von Braun, who in later years became the head of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, is one of the more recognizable names of the paperclip scientists. Others included Major General Walter Dornberger, a close associate of von Braun's, Werner Heisenberg, physicist and Nobel laureate who founded quantum mechanics, gaseous uranium centrifuge expert Dr. Paul Hartek, Nazi atomic bomb physicist and military project leader Kurt Diebner, uranium enrichment expert Erich Braga, 1944 Nobel Prize winner Otto Hahn, called the father of nuclear chemistry, scientists Carl Friedrich von Weizsäcker, Karl Wirtz, and Horst Korsching, and physicist Walter Gerlach. CNN reporter Linda Hunt's 1991 book, Secret Agenda, The United States Government, Nazi Scientists, and Project Paperclip, 1945 to 1990, first revealed the extent to which Nazi infiltration was aided by persons within the U.S. federal government and military.